Am I a clown to you? What's so fucking funny about me?
Nothing. I just said you're a funny guy. you're good with the jokes.
Thanks. Anyway, Beat One and Shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. That was our half-assed. Exactly. That was our
funny guy
tribute to Ray Liotta. God, we lost Ray Liotta at 67, which is a little early.
Yeah.
Shit.
To Ray.
Outside of Goodfellas. Mm-hmm. Because we're all big film nuts. Let's talk about that. Like, outside of Goodfellas. I want to say, and I want to go around the table, but his performance in Copland.
Copland.
Rather jarring.
Okay.
Rather jarring. What else have we got?
Wow. Oh, man.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah.
You guys are cheating. I'm a cheat.
I'm going to have to cheat because he's been in so many things.
Yeah.
That.
And he does everything so well, like everything.
Okay, then you know what? While you guys are Googling shit, I'll throw another thing at you, which isn't necessarily my favorite performance of his, but it's interesting that he got chosen to do this. Sinatra.
Yes. Oh, right.
In the HBO movie.
It was an HBO Rat Pack movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Rat Pack.
Him and Sinatra. I had mixed feelings about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, he was able to pull off what is rumored to be Sinatra as an asshole. Mm-hmm. You know,
I've heard that before. Movies, yeah,
the whole thing and this and that. But actually, that movie was really more Don Cheadle's.
Mm-hmm.
Don Cheadle as Sammy Davis Jr. is some amazing shit for anyone who has not had a chance to check that out and does not understand why people over the age of 35 worship Don Cheadle. Mm-hmm. You need to see that fucking performance.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
He was recently in the Saints of Newark.
True story. Yes.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
And deservedly so.
He was in Field of Dreams as Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, totally random. Way back. They love Field of Dreams. Yeah.
Which, complete side note, has one of my favorite non-Star Wars related James Earl Jones lines. I'm going to beat you with this bat until you go away.
Oh, I forgot how much I love this movie, Smoking Aces.
Oh! Yeah.
I really like Smoking Aces too.
Smoking Aces.
Mindless shoot 'em up, but the cast makes it work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
In a way that a bullshit cast would not have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has a way of flawlessly doing the asshole character. Because I remember him in Cannibal.
Yes.
Oh.
Got his brain scooped out and sizzled.
Yeah.
About that.
Ray Liotta, and he's been on TV and movies.
He was able to
go back and forth between like
he
that
he did a TV show with I want to say he did a TV show with J-Lo.
He did. It was
a cop show, something about blue something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome.
Blue sky.
I want to work like that.
Smiling at me.
No, that's always.
But I just.
Shades of blue. Shades of blue. Mm-hmm. Shades of blue.
No Escape.
He was an Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
No Escape. You're right. He was in No Escape.
Yeah. He's one of those guys you don't remember the name of the movies he's in, but you remember his presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely remember he was there.
Yeah,
he was great in The Godfather. He was never in The Godfather.
He was never in The Godfather. But he should have been. In The
Godfather? But he should have been in
The Godfather.
He should have been. He should have been on The Godfather.
That's the thing. You know what? To be fair, he too young to be in The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what makes this makes his loss a little crazy, because like I said, 67.
Well, yeah.
Little early.
Because literally almost everybody in Goodfellas is older than him. Or it feels like it.
And mm-hmm. yeah.
Bruh. Yeah. Bruh.
De Niro as of now. Is still
yeah.
with us. Thank God.
Thank God. Oh man.
Oh shit. He was in No Sudden Move with Don Cheadle.
Mm. That's it.
Well, there you go.
And anyway, Benicio del Toro.
He's so excited.
And he had five upcoming projects. Oh. That's the sucky part. He had five. Yeah.
He was shooting one.
Yeah. No, he had, it says here, he was actually scheduled on five of them.
Yeah.
Wow. Five other productions.
Wow.
Yeah, because he was expecting you to fucking check out at 67.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Christ. Anyway, God bless you, Ray.
God bless you, Ray.
We appreciate it.
God bless you, Ray.
And
thank you for your talent.
Happy trails.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. That said, I mean, all right, there's a couple of directions we can take this in, but for the moment, let's keep it cheerful. And for those of us that saw Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, let's chop that up real quick. Because at this point, let's be honest, a lot of these Marvel movies are starting to feel like more connective tissue, more kind of just leading up to some big, stupid, crazy thing. I will, you know what? Here's the thing that you got to kind of give Marvel credit for, because DC, they have their cinematic universe. They have whatever they're doing with their animated shit. Marvel literally turned around and said, we are going to lockstep. So the animated stuff is literally in full on conjunction with the movies. And that is cool on one hand, but then on the other hand, it's like if you're like me and you randomly end up talking to civilians, it's like, well, wait, why is Captain America a woman in this movie? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? And you're literally like, you pedestrian, you didn't watch What If? And that's crazy.
Oh, actually,
if you think about it, that's bananas that you literally have to, at this point, to fully understand everything, you have to watch every single thing that Marvel puts out, and because everything's connective tissue now.
Yeah.
And it's like the what ifs are relevant to the movies. And what if, for those of you that are listening but don't quite get it, or you aren't shelling out the $7 for Disney Plus, What If is a series based on the comic book series What If, which would present these random scenarios that had nothing to do with the actual narrative that was going on within the comic books at the time, but just kind of like, you know, it would just like kind of throw some shit together.
Alternate universe. It explores the alternate universe. In a
really super cool way.
In a very super cool way. And it was alternate universe stuff. And we, you know, as comic book readers, as kids, you didn't really take it seriously, but you were entertained by it. You were like, okay, I know Dracula and Spider-Man didn't fight, but in this book they do. And oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just just to throw it out there. And God bless Marvel for actually having that, that whole withdrawal. So now it's interesting because both Marvel and DC are trying, are playing with the alternate universe thing, if for no other reason, just to give different scenarios. And also, I want to say they're taking advantage of literally everything that has preceded what they're, what everyone has done up until now. And prime example, Spider-Man No Way Home, where you literally have everybody that ever played Spider-Man outside of like Nicholas Ham or Hammond. And so, and you get everybody's villains and you get all this crazy shit going on. And it was like, and it was the most, you know, for the, anyone who didn't see it, if you're a Spider-Man fan, if you didn't see No Way Home. It's like,
yeah,
No Way Home. It was like,
get your life.
Get your life. Exactly. Get your life.
Yeah. It's on streaming now. You don't have to go to the theater. Really check it out.
And the thing is, I almost wish I had like tissues. Like I was emotional during this movie. Emotional during this fucking movie. Oh my God. Marvel is just there. Marvel right now, they're just so far ahead. But that being said, I also feel like a mess is on the way, but that's
a pessimism in you.
That's 100%. Because I also saw the trailer for
Thor. Ragnarok.
Yeah. Right. And that's
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk. Yeah.
I haven't seen anything on She-Hulk yet.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh,
that trailer. On She-Hulk yet.
I'll have to send it to you.
They're walking into Netflix territory.
Well, there's that too.
You're not feeling Thor though? I'm seeing the look on your face.
Like, I don't know if I'm not feeling it. I'm just like, how many times can we do a fish out of water with this incredibly handsome, well-built guy? You know,
it's not fish out of water now. It's a Kerouac. It's Steppenwolf. It's literally him searching for the meaning of Thor. What is a Thor? Who is Thor? There's that crazy shit. You know, he ain't taking. You know, I'd be happy if he just, you know, if there's a point where he's him and the Rock dude just smoke up some shit and start having a conversation, and then find out that there's a motherfucking out there killing gods.
But that, right? But dude, that's me and you on a Thursday. But
on a Thursday
and a Friday.
I mean,
and a Saturday.
And someone else has the hammer. Someone else has Mjolnir. Yeah.
Right, right. I look at those films like it's sort of like that one match in the WWE during WrestleMania that nobody cares about.
Like the pre-match.
Yeah, like everybody goes to get popcorn while these two fight.
Right.
Because it's really both of them trying to make a name for themselves and they somehow just ended up at WrestleMania.
Right. Wow.
So that you can get a breather. Because I mean it is it's
before the main attraction.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
I mean to this day, I still don't even think I've ever seen all of Iron Man 3. So when the kid showed up in the second part of the Infinity War movie, when
you didn't know who he was,
and and I was like, "Who's that kid standing there at Tony Stark's funeral?" And they were like, "That's the kid from Part 3."
I was like, "From Part 3, yeah." Then you do got to finish it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I actually like to watch,
but you know, it was like sort of like a
just keep low expectations.
It's spectacle. It's spectacle. It's all it is. Spectacle.
Because we don't get,
but it was cool.
You know they're inching closer to somebody out there is about to. We're about to do the Beyonder. The Secret War is coming.
Yeah,
it's coming. I mean, that's what all of this is culminating toward. And just the idea of we pulled off Infinity War, which was no small feat.
No,
I mean that
I was watching it earlier today, and I was still like, oh my god.
Right. Like you sit there the more times you watch it, the more you see things you didn't see the first time.
Yes.
And yes. I mean, that's a testament to a movie, to a superhero movie, when the movie ends and the whole audience is kind of sitting there like, I'm gonna need therapy after this. You know, when they had like they had videos, people who posted videos of their kids after Infinity War. And it was like that one boy that was like looking out the window of the car while they were going home. And his mom's like, you okay? And he's like, like, oh, come on. You just like, there's a part two.
But I mean, there's a part two. Our generation had a little bit of that with Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We did. I mean, the thing is, top five movies,
yeah.
Like with us, we just didn't have the internet. So we had no clue. As I mean, we had fights in the schoolyard over the fact that nobody wanted to buy into the fact that Vader was Luke's father.
Going fights?
Yeah. Yeah, there were like little in my school. Yeah. Don't go around and say that Luke was his son. Because people are like, nah, that's not true. You're making that up. And then you get into fights. And it's like, or Spock and at the end of Wrath of Khan.
Right.
You know, and then you're sitting there going, wait, Spock's dead?
Right.
No,
the Spock's needs of the many. Yeah.
It's like, that was heartbreaking.
I'm sorry, real quick. Mark, you... You know why you probably had them fights in that school? Uh-oh. Is that one kid went home complaining to his mom, you believe this bullshit? Darth Vader? It's Luke Skywalker's, like, Skywalker's dad. And she looked at him like this. Well, you know, Uncle Larry's your dad.
Not Uncle
Larry. No! No, exactly.
That's not true. That's impossible.
Larry the plumber? No. The one who doesn't have underwear when he's under the sink?
Sit your feelings, you know it be true.
Sit your feelings.
No.
So that was me the next day at
right. Yeah.
When the kid comes at me, then I got to do Lando. All right.
It's like, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true.
Hey, hell wrong with y'all. Actually, I just chalk it up to Mark being the smartest kid in school, but that's all.
Yeah, that part too.
And then, you know, everybody else is just kind of like, you know.
Fuck you, know it all.
Dummy.
Anyway. Also, dummies too.
Also, you know, with Fox now being acquired by Disney, now we got to kind of start reining in all that extra stuff.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You know, I still find it funny that Spider-Man's on loan. It's like,
Sony will never give up.
Sony is not trying to miss that picnic. I'm sorry. Sony's not trying to do that.
Every time I think about it, I don't know why.
And they will come up with whatever the fuck they need to do for Venom.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Now that Morbius is in play.
Morbius, yeah.
Dude, they already fucking have in the comics, in all seriousness, I never saw the Vulture and Morbius have a fucking conversation about exactly what. You know what I'm saying? But here we are, thanks to Sony. Now all of a sudden.
When I'm flying, my wings start to freeze when I get to altitude. Do you get that too, Morbius? Nope.
Because I'm a living fucking vampire. I'm on some other shit, mechanical vulture dude.
Like,
and
Sony,
I mean, dude. Like, oh my God.
Sony,
like,
Sony walks like the in end and they of start Morbius. Playing Crazy Train.
The end of Morbius, I had so many issues behind that.
Yeah? What happened at the end of Morbius?
Spoiler. The fucking two of them having this like, hey, so you and I need to have this like da 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 da, and it's like,
I'm sorry to do this to you, Steve. I'm really sorry to do this to you. In the immortal words of Mark's friend's girlfriend, it's a movie.
Oh, boo! He's entitled. Come on,
I know,
man.
I know.
You're right. At the end of the day, but you know, if we're not gonna if we're not going to respect the source material,
right,
then, you know,
right. Or at least have more of a plausible reasoning for them to know each other. Like if Morbius
got a plausible reason, Sony owns rights to the character. That's a plausible fucking reason. Yeah.
That's a Fox reason. No, that's a Fox reason, which is always a bullshit reason. I put it like this. What if Morbius, as part of his doing charity work or whatever as a doctor,
hangs out with Tucker Carlson? I'm sorry. What?
Oof.
That's a horror story right there.
I was saying probably administers certain destinies.
So now I'm like,
he's right, throwing it back. Yeah, you got to throw it back. No. It's bloodlust. If he has to go to the penitentiaries and administer, take blood tests or do a couple of days, fucking taking care of
community service, kind of
like community servicing at a penitentiary hospital or some shit like that. And he meets fucking that dude, the vulture dude, and the vulture dude is not a bad guy. It's not like he's an asshole. He'd probably start a conversation with him and shit.
But he kind of
my daughter wants to be a doctor. Because she has a black daughter.
Right.
He does have a black daughter.
That would be an interesting conversation. And he'd say, yeah, but I think she's kind of fucked up right now because maybe she was dating with Spider-Man.
Little known fact, Morbius actually has a black brother.
Oh.
Okay. How adoption?
All I know is I think so. It's in a comic book that I have. Well, I don't actually have it right on me right now. It's actually... guess it's at my mother's. Anyway, but yeah, as a matter of fact, I do remember that specifically because on that particular comic, I actually wrote Marvel Comics, and how they used to take the fan letters and throw them in the back. I actually made that spread one night. I was like, oh shit, Morbius has a black brother. Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I said some black shit. And they printed it. They were like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, they printed it. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
That is cool.
That's cool.
Oh man, you and Mark are celebrity. Wait, yeah, you're like a celebrity now, man, because you was in the back of a Marvel.
Right. Well, no, I'm a celebrity. I'm a celebrity because I was in an episode of Comic Book Man.
Right.
Twice over then. Yeah. Holy shit, dude.
Even though I got to tell you, did I ever tell you what the bad part of that was?
Yeah. Flavor Town.
Yeah.
Want to take you to Flavor Town. That's...
He probably wouldn't have said that now.
No.
With things being,
the way they are now. Yeah.
The way they are now.
Yeah.
Where they are now.
Doctor
Strange.
But Doctor Strange.
Can I? Right. One of my favorite scenes, without spoilers, is when you have Doctor Strange fighting Doctor Strange, but it's all with music, which is super cool. Yeah. It made me think of Mickey Mouse and the Sorcerer's Apprentice, the way this stuff was going on without spoilers. Yeah.
I did like that.
That was just really neat.
You know what that reminded me of? That reminded me of Kung Fu Hustle. Y'all never seen Kung Fu Hustle?
I saw it.
I saw it. There was a scene where he had I can't remember the name of the instrument, a stringed instrument, and he'd run it through his fingers and daggers and spears would come out and shit.
Oh, wow. Warriors.
It was crazy, but I like this one. This felt more like a Doctor Strange thing that would happen.
Yeah.
Notes would actually start flying because he's not an idiot. You know what I mean?
The musical aspect of that was actually very, 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 very cool.
Yeah. That was actually one of the lovelier. I want to say that's one of the lovelier special effects I've seen.
Why is Mark making that face?
That's what Mark does.
And then Pinocchio pops out and
oh god!
No, look at that! No, I just wanted to see you make that face.
Now you ruined it.
I did.
Oh, that ruined it.
Okay. Yeah,
that was a thing.
I'm gonna say spoiler alert. I thought it was fucking awesome that he fought himself as a he. First off, he used his zombie self to fight. the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, that was very clever. That was clever. Dope. I was like, oh, well.
I dug that a lot.
That was really cool.
Sorry, yeah. Mark.
I'm sorry.
All right. It's awesome. It's an awesome scene. It's like an awesome scene, too.
See, the nice thing about being Mark is that Mark doesn't necessarily need to see the movie to know what happened. Mark's that good.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I was there. Lucius Kane was there.
That's right.
I thought we were going by Tiberius now.
Okay. Lucius!
Shall we share with the audience?
Our superhero.
All of the this was the one thing that I guess we didn't really reveal when we were first recapping our Denver Stoker Con experience, is that pretty much everyone left with a new nickname.
Yes.
Kirk, we'll start with yours.
I don't remember mine, I'll be honest with you.
Actually, I don't remember yours either, which is why I kind of threw it at you. So you
I don't even think they gave him one.
No, we
always kept checking to make sure he was the real Kirk from the alley.
Well, we had something.
We did have something.
But okay, wow, we completely fucked this up.
At the last day I was there, I was hanging out with some peoples, and you know,
with some peoples.
Went to Slasher Bar and got high and drunk.
I know.
All right.
And we missed all of that because your flight was canceled. But that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
I'm sorry. My bad.
All right. Fine.
My bad.
The real Kirk A. Johnson.
Please stand up. So, not so much of a stretch for Denise, of course.
Yes.
That people started calling her the Voodoo Queen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The moment I got off the airplane, actually. Yes. Voodoo Queen! Voodoo Queen! Yeah, and it just stayed. That's what it is.
And that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Read her book and you'll know why it makes sense.
Gypsy Kisses, mm-hmm. Voodoo Wishes.
Yes,
that's right.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go buy it. For real. Mark Abbott, let's talk about you for a second.
Yes,
because no one is ever going to fuck up or forget
I heard he went to the moon, discovered cheese and made a new cheese called moon cheese.
The man, the myth, the legend, Lucius Kincaid.
Lucius Kincaid.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mark's nickname out of StokerCon.
Yes.
And it was funny because one of the reasons we didn't get into nicknames in when we were doing the Stoker recap was, of course, because Mark has something planned for all of you out there that he, I guess, is going to need a pen name, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we were thinking the pen name was Lucius Kincaid, but now, after further review, we realized that Lucius Kincaid is already over. It's already got a little exposure.
Yes.
He
taught the cannibals in Amazon how to make fondue.
Exactly. And fondue and the voodoo that you do so well. So exactly. Mark, Lucius Kincaid.
Yes.
Lucius
Kincaid. I mean, it's right there with Black Dynamite. I'm sorry.
It is.
That's some villain shit. You'd be like, Lucius. Kincaid. That damn Kincaid. Remember that Steven Seagal movie with the Jamaicans?
Yes. Screwface.
Nesta dead. Who kill him? Who kill him, Lucius P.K.?
Keith David in that.
I want him dead. Uh-huh. Yes.
Keith David.
The king, the god himself. King David, he's in that bitch. Oh my god. Yep. Yes. Yep. Yes.
Man.
I would just need him. if I would ever use Lucius in something, I would need him to do like to be like the narrator, the voice.
Yes.
They Lucius. Know him as Mark Abbott, but they know him by another name. Lucius Kincaid.
And you know what? And you know what? For the for the film version, you get Michael Collier play Lucius Kincaid.
Oh shit.
Dark and bald and shiny and shit. Oh, shit. Michael Collier.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, right. But, you know, you ain't see nothing but panties coming in the mood that you see. Like, why is all these panties out here? Is that boxer shorts?
Boxer shorts, Calvin Klein.
Right. Well, it is a new age now.
This is true.
Victoria is out of secrets at that point.
Right.
Hey, man, Haynes is out of secrets at this point.
But nothing,
mm-hmm.
nothing would be better than to get the graphic novel, The Adventures of Lucius Kincaid and DJ Bloodless.
Yes. DJ Bloodless.
Yes. Yes.
The man with the bladed LPs.
Yes. Lucius Kincaid and DJ Bloodless. That shit is dope.
Hey, man, why don't you play such and such? Why don't you play such and such? You ain't.
Right.
Insane. Did you just cut like, that?
Instead, I'm going to play for you. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Exactly.
Keep that shit on loop. I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Yo, man, you gonna play the song or what? Nope.
Denise, tell me this wouldn't be the perfect casting for a movie. Lucius Kincaid and DJ Bloodlust, Michael Collier and Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa as DJ Bloodlust, and
you are not setting me up to fail, bro. I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. Hell no. I know how this works around here. Oh no, 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 no. I'll call Lucius Kincaid. Lucius, help me. Lucius Kincaid would meet Chuck Norris. You know, Chuck Norris would say, "Thank you."
We say that. Yeah, we talk this now, but you know, if that shit really came down, like I should. Well, you know what? In an alternate universe. Mm. In the Spider-Verse, in the Doctor Strange alternate universes.
Oh shit.
This shit went down and we're all like this. Yo, man, you got fucking Jason Momoa to play you? Nigga, you hot top now. Oh shit. And you got Michael Collier to play you? Holy shit. And I got Ernest Borgnine's son to play me.
Son of Ernest.
And Moses Ingram to play Denise. Wait.
Here's the thing. I already see the trailer. It's like Lucius Kincaid. DJ Bloodlust.
Bald and sexy.
Wait.
Good hair.
The voodoo queen.
Yes, exactly. Wait.
And Kirk.
The Kirk. The real Kirk.
Just Kirk. It's like you ain't got and that would be the
wait, who's playing?
You ain't
Kirk?
got
a stuffed animal. It's a stuffed animal.
Y'all bet Kodo's dead. Who's playing Kirk?
He's like, yo, you ain't got no last name, brother. Nah.
Just it'd be Ernie Hudson.
Oh, you know I'm into that.
Ernie Hudson with a beard.
It would be all three of us fighting and Kirk standing there with a cigarette. And then after everybody's laying on the ground and blow everything up. And we're standing there like, really, bro? It's like, Kirk.
Kirk. And I'm like, you buying me a new DJ rig, nigga.
Oh, man. Yep.
And you owe me a glass of wine.
And at the interviews, Ernie Hudson be like this. I had less lines than Arnold Schwarzenegger in Conan, but I loved it.
So, you know what? You know what? Not for nothing. I would, all we need in the whole movie is you just need Busta Rhymes. So every time something go down,
oh, Busta Rhymes could be me then.
No, every time something go down, mm-hmm. we're fighting. Busta Rhymes come out, and then he come. Like he did in Shaft, because that's all he did.
You stupid.
And your theme song is Mama Cosa.
Oh,
hurry up and get in this fight, or what you doing, man? Nah.
And he just likes some shit.
Right.
Oh my god.
What would you know? Knowing Kirk, it would be like, Kirk's your name? Nah, it's an acronym. K-I-R-K is an acronym for what? Kirk. And every season, we would be wondering what K-I-R-K means.
Knowing is the real knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't get that shit. We don't get that shit until the show is canceled.
Right. And that should be in German.
I still won't get it because it's like Lost.
Yeah, that shit is like a lost German name.
But I mean, like the show Lost.
Right. Like they've changed
everything has happened. What exactly does Kirk stand for?
Kaiser Englem Wachtel Klein.
Which means, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for watching this. Yeah, because that would be ABC's thing every week. Mm-hmm. It's like, and next week, revelations will come to light. As we find out what Kirk stands for. And we still won't find out.
Don't put that shit on AMC because they'll make a contest out of that shit.
Right.
Oh, word.
Right. They sure would.
Just like with Walking Dead. We used to have like a little answer to fucking thing. And you'd be right as fuck, but you'd still be number 93.
Right.
No, Dembo's no chance of winning. No chance of winning.
None.
Oh, man.
Oh, my stars.
It's like when my man from, Everybody Hates Chris.
Yes.
When he finally died on the show, I went right on Twitter and I said, Everybody Eats Chris.
Oh.
And the show shouted somebody else out with that shit.
Wait, who died on Everybody Eats Chris?
The young cat
played Chris on
Chris
the show.
Rock on the show. Yeah. Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
He was on The Walking Dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Walking Dead.
And his death was, oh man.
That was so.
He got ripped apart in a
payphone.
In the
elevator.
He got caught in the revolving door.
Yeah, in the
revolving door.
Trying to save somebody.
I was literally on Twitter and social media. Everybody eats Chris. I ain't get no credit for that shit. None. I got no love. No love.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You love you though.
Because Lucius Kincaid got credit for that.
He did.
Lucius.
That motherfucker.
Lucius Kincaid.
Lucius.
Lucius, Lucius, Lucius. Damn that Kincaid.
Lucius, so yeah, so Lucius, DJ Lucius, Bloodlust, Lucius Kincaid, Voodoo Queen, and Bald Headed Woman. That was...
Wow. Bald-headed woman. Bald-headed woman for me. Bald-headed woman. Man, I love that song.
depending on which version you listen to, Tavares or
shit. Or depending on how many vodka tonics and tequila I get in me, somebody's gonna have to help me get out the bar. I'm gonna sing to somebody. Bald-headed woman. You're gonna have to get me out.
Exactly, because as soon as somebody starts believing you're a bald-headed woman, You know, that's a rescue mission all in of itself.
Right. Then you're definitely going to need Lucius to come save you.
We're just going to be fighting at that point. At that point, this is a fight. You might as well just call somebody and tell him to come get somebody.
You got to call Lucius.
Call Lucius. Yeah, call Lucius. Tell him to come get me because I'm fighting.
Because it's going down.
Yeah. Nigga, you see this bid? You see this dick?
Oh, no.
Nigga, what? Oh, we really went down that rabbit hole, didn't we?
You went down that rabbit hole.
None of us went.
I'm sorry. I was content for where I was.
Yeah, I was thinking about Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Now you're modern.
All right.
Have you seen Pocket yet?
Ah, shit.
Look. You know what? We have to. We're gonna have to change the direction.
Okay.
Because of Obi-Wan.
Nice, Mark. So
thank you. I'm here.
Good old Disney. Yes. Making sure they get their $7. These motherfuckers have released a goddamn Obi-Wan Kenobi series, which is basically some, you know, what I like to say, connective tissue. Mm-hmm. Between, let's say, Return of the Sith and New Hope.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can get, and I'm just gonna preface this right now. You can get in all the fucking conversations and debates and arguments you want about. Hey, when I was watching New Hope, wasn't there this and where was that and all this other shit? And I'm going to tell you right now, just to kind of keep it in frame with Kirk's bullshit line about it's only a movie. Here's the thing. Wasn't nobody. And I'm going to say it like Keith Sweat. Nobody. Was sitting up there in 1977 or whenever the fuck they were shooting this shit. It was nobody. Who was thinking in 2022? We were gonna have to make sense out of what happened to these babies. Nobody thought that shit, and to be completely honest with you, this is just greed. This is just fucking greed right now. We're sitting up here trying to make up a story that makes sense.
Right.
You got sentient telepathic sorcerer motherfuckers from outer space that hit somehow managed to hide two babies from the baddest motherfucker, half cyborg nigga that roamed the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that makes sense. Somehow it makes sense that, like, with all this travel and sensing each other and and the babies being around and the babies have being force sensitive and the babies being, well, at least the little girl anyway, kind of being a jerk and all of that, with all of that in play, Darth Vader somehow didn't figure out that his kids were running around somewhere. But yet and still, we gonna have some cool lightsaber duels, we gonna have this, we gonna have that, and we all gonna sit there and watch it like, you know, like it all makes sense.
So here's the funny thing. Someone sent me a couple of years ago, because I had asked the same question, how Vader didn't know about Luke.
Oh.
But apparently, in a Darth Vader comic, after the destruction of the Death Star, he sent Boba Fett to find out who the person was, who the, like, to catch him, because he didn't know who the kid was. Mm-hmm. And Boba comes back empty handed. And he says, do you know the name of, he says, I couldn't catch him, but I have a name for you. And he goes, Skywalker. And he walks away and Vader's staring out of this window. And he says, I have a son, and begins to crack the windows, which leads to the whole thing on Bespin when he tells Luke, because that actually was supposed to be honest. Like, he was telling Luke, join me and we'll kill the Emperor. Yeah. Because the Emperor has foreseen, you know, it's like, we'll rule the galaxy as father and son, mm-hmm. you know. And it also plays into the whole fact of, like, when the Emperor says to him in Return of the Jedi, when he says, my son was on that ship, and he was like, I didn't feel him. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I wonder if your thoughts on this matter are clear. Because then it's like, you know, no, we good. But yeah. It's like, you know, at some right. point, you and I going to have a conversation about why you lied to me kind of mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. But to your point, to that most auspicious and beautiful rant. Nobody. I don't even think Lucas knows what's going on anymore. I think they walk up to him and be like, no. Yo, sign this. What is that? I'm signing. Don't worry about it. And they keep on.
The check's coming in the mail. The check's coming.
The check is in the mail.
And it's like, first of all, George Lucas, how old is George Lucas right now? He don't give a fuck. He 80? Don't give a merciful fuck.
My thing is like, okay, I appreciate the fact that we're not gonna, I guess whoever was working on The Mandalorian when they brought Luke out mm-hmm. was sitting there going, we're gonna change some stuff for this Obi-Wan thing. Because I have a feeling it was gonna be about Obi-Wan and Luke. And they were like, yeah, but we got the little girl over here getting this and stuff. Because I mean, again, like to your point, there's a lot of stuff, like when you watch New Hope, it doesn't make sense. Like when she does the hologram, mm-hmm. she's like, you served my father. Like she's talking like she doesn't know the guy. She's like, you served my father in the Clone Wars.
You served my father in the Clone Wars.
Now he needs your help. Didn't he need your help before when your little behind got kidnapped? Mm. And it's like, you know, and it's like, at this point, we have to, as one person said to me, there was like, he's like, I already lost my, because of the whole thing about her being a spoiled brat. And the guy told me last night, he was like, yeah, I lost, he's like, I already put that to bed when Leia started floating through space in the last Star Wars movie.
Oh.
And used the Force.
Don't want to even talk about that.
To which I know Kirk was deep in the expanse at that point, was like,
Right.
This is that.
Mr. Scientifically accurate. I don't even fuck with science fiction. That is it straight out of fucking material science class.
Nigga. Like, My whole thing was, you ain't even gonna give us like a mini series montage or how Leia fucking developed that shit. I need a montage. I need a montage in the heavens and the end of night. You gotta explain why Leia has force powers now. I need a montage.
Because while Kirk was doing that, I was sitting at home like, now, in Event Horizon, he told that cat to close your eyes and breathe all the air out of your body so you don't die.
Yep.
She just haphazardly floating like Mary Poppins through space. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Not a chill on a bone. Yep. Yeah.
Bury your lightsaber in the sand.
Oh yeah.
Nope.
I'm still trying to figure out how you remember where you buried it. You know anything about the desert when the wind blows?
Yeah.
No shit ain't gonna be in the same place.
And if you don't believe that, ask Khonshu.
Yes.
Just saying. Oh my god. Yeah,
yeah, there are a lot of
things. Third sister was really cool.
Oh, she's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of memes floating around though. Gotta recognize that real quick. A lot of memes floating around.
I got a crush on this one.
Because, oh yeah, she's a very attractive woman. But the memes.
Yes. She got a nice dude.
Like, where the fuck?
She get a head dead.
Where's she getting micro braids in the Star Wars universe? Like,
who's in the galaxy far, far away?
Like, yes. Who's doing that? I mean, it didn't make sense.
It does. It's literally a planet with black folks.
Right. There's just a planet Harlem somewhere. But yeah.
Brooklyn.
It didn't make sense in the Green Arrow when they introduced Mr. Terrific. And then when he's in civilian mode, he's got a full-on fro.
Right, literally.
A minute later, he's in his superhero costume and his shit is braided up tighter than Tupac.
That shit
never made sense either, but everybody rocked with it. Yeah. Everybody rocked
yeah.
with it.
Yeah, no, we did. Like suspension of disbelief type shit.
You know what? I don't even know why I thought of that. When soon as you mentioned that, I thought about the Batman series from the 60s. Mm. Because do you ever remember Batman and Robin would go down the pole?
Yeah.
And then the episode would start, they dress. Batgirl had a whole makeup setup where like the wall would turn and she get sat down at the table. Was like, I'm like, oh,
right.
How long right. it's going to take?
Right.
There's crimes right. going on. Right. And you getting... You gotta get your head done.
Don't worry, Batgirl. We know where the criminals are now.
Enough of nothing. Give it up for Yvonne Craig, because
yes,
she was a bad motherfucker.
But I, you know what? I love the fact that just for a minute, I completely forgot Obi-Wan didn't know Vader was still around.
Right.
Like, I completely, says it, and I was like, oh, shoot, that's right. He didn't know.
You didn't know. Yeah.
You know
that,
now.
Yeah. We needed, you know who we needed at that moment? You needed Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, shit. Oh.
You didn't know. Your former student is still alive.
You sound like Raul Julia actually right now. You sound like Raul Julia right now.
Why are you here, Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
You sold me. I'm sold.
It's funny because Khan would be only one of the few motherfuckers that could actually like rock in both universes, I think. Not a whole lot of motherfuckers could go back and forth.
Right.
I think so.
Khan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just kind of in a place right now where I just wish Kirk would be able to meet homegirl with the micro braids. And I mean, she'd probably fuck him up, but.
Oh yeah, she would.
And I like
but
it.
He would love every minute of it. Exactly. He sure would. He would just be like, oh.
Oh, you would play too much.
People with just a look. You
know? Yeah. Play too much.
That's after his weekend with the Dorma Milaje.
Like, oh gosh.
Hey, girl.
Recover from
it. You're coming back like I got spooned like by every Dorma Milaje. I don't feel dirty.
That'd be some wild shit, though, right? The rest of us just kind of lost in Africa. All of a sudden, we see Kirk riding on the back of a rhino.
Right.
with a cigarette in his mouth. Fuck you, Ben.
Kurt.
Let me tell you, man. I know. I had the time of my life.
Now, yeah. Steve. I had it, woman. A lot of ball heads for me. Ball-headed woman. Any woman's ball-headed.
You know, in that scene, in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, when the new Captain America made the feeble mistake of putting his hands.
Yes.
Kirk,
that would have been the moment Kirk did that, and all of a sudden you see him just look at the camera and smile. It's like, uh-oh. I want this to happen. Kirk, don't. No, you don't understand.
I want the staff.
Please.
Like, you know what?
Goodness gracious. Oh my goodness.
That should be more abusive than a Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Yeah. Oh. Bazinga. Oh my goodness gracious.
The greatest what if comic in the world. What if Kirk ran into the Dormer Mirage and
you'll never see me Star again? Wars. In Star Wars?
I believe it. I believe it. Never see Kirk again.
You will find me running a canteen on a jungle planet. Hating mosquitoes. Why you hate mosquitoes, Kirk? He says, I do. Why are you here? The Dormer Mirage is here. They protecting the country. I'm making sure that they get their thirst quenched.
Oh my God.
They love the cantina. Snoo snoo.
You ever hear the tragedy of Kirk?
The Kirk.
Most people never have. It's a Sith legend.
The Jedi Kirk. Don't teach it.
Is this read by Kincaid? Lucius Kincaid reading this.
Kirk was.
It's Kincaid Palpatine.
Kirk had such a knack for the Dormer Mirage. He actually thought he could live among them. He was wrong.
Has anybody ever survived
the Dormer Mirage? Not unless you're Kirk.
Snoo snoo.
Oh no.
I got reconstructive surgery on my pelvis.
Oh my stars.
Oh wow.
There you go.
No, you know what? Kirk is like, you remember that episode of Deep Space Nine with
Quark and the Beta? Quark
and the Klingon.
Yes. The Klingon widow. Man.
Oh my gosh.
Man, that I know that nigga had the time. That nigga had the time of his life.
I've had the time of my life.
Man.
Man.
Yeah, exactly. Man.
Man.
I'll tell you something.
All right. Well. This has been a laugh fest, which has been great. We didn't get into any.
We didn't get anything.
We just making fun of each other, but it's all good. We need to do that every once in a while. We'll get back into talking about horrible Republicans and everything else like that. I'm actually going to be visiting Noel Castler, our old pal,
right.
For a second visit, in which case we will be covering that. But in the meantime, we're going to close out this particular episode of Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans. with the, of course, encouragement that you please, you know, patronize the four fucking people in these boxes. Kirk Johnson with his new book, Obanox, Mark Abbott with Hell of the Way Station, Hell of Brooklyn Tea, which, of course, is also co-written by myself. Me, just visit www.laughingblackvampire.com. And, of course, Denise Capscott, Gypsy Kisses, Voodoo Wishes. Pick that the fuck up right now.
And what's the name of the what's the name of the novella you have also, the short novella you have on
The Price of Salvation?
The Price of Salvation.
Yeah, that's my favorite short story.
That
exactly.
Yeah, I suggest you guys pick that shit up too. Really, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that said,
that was good.
For Denise, Kirk, Mark, and myself, we thank you for listening. And we will talk to you very soon.